Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. Exodus 20, verses 13 to 26 are five more foundational commandments. You shall not murder, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness against your neighbor, you shall not covet anything that belongs to your neighbor. Paul wrote in Romans 13, 9 to 10, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not covet. And if there is any other commandment, it is summed up in this saying, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Love, therefore, is the fulfillment of the law. For the most part, most societies will agree that murder, stealing, and lying are wrong. Committing adultery has been rationalized and regulated to be an old-fashioned standard in our country. And coveting, well, that is just normal human behavior, isn't it? God has not changed his mind about sin. His commandments are still valid, no matter what the world wants to think. Satan still wants us to doubt, saying, has God said? Well, yes, he has. And when we fail to acknowledge that he is God, and that he has clearly made his will known to us by these commandments, then he will give us over to this depraved thinking. The results are sickening. Being filled with all unrighteousness, wickedness, greed, evil, full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, malice. They are gossips, slanderers, haters of God, insolent, arrogant, boastful, inventors of evil, disobedient to parents, and without understanding, untrustworthy, unloving, unmerciful, worthy of death. This is all from Romans 1, 28 to 32. Breaking one law, ignoring or rationalizing against one of God's commandments is the same as breaking them all, for it ignores the authority and sovereignty of the Lord our God. We wonder how our nation has gotten so violent, how children can kill their families or take a gun to school and bring about devastation. We wonder why our economy is tanking and our politicians have no solutions. We have failed to acknowledge God as God. We have allowed sin to be rationalized and justified by our courts. We are being given over as a nation to the depraved thinking of unrighteousness. O Father in heaven, when you spoke to the people of Israel, they trembled. Moses told them that this was in order that they would fear you and not sin. You spoke from heaven, and they knew that they must obey. But even they failed to remember and failed to obey. Please speak again. Raise up your church, your people, once again, to tremble and bow before you and to stand up and speak the truth of your word. Forgive us, Lord, and lead us back to your commands and to yourself. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast from the Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.